What was the weather like yesterday morning, first thing?
Well, it was foggy quite late.
Mm-hmm.
Quite late in the morning. What I mean, it took the sun a while to burn it out.
Burn what out?
The fog.
I guess this year they've had plenty of water, haven't they?
Yeah. We've had a tremendous amount of water this since the 1st of August.
Mm-hmm. It's really almost too much, isn't it, for the farmers?
Well, I would say that had we had this pattern of water 2 months sooner, we'd have had a tremendous crop.
Yeah.
See, we had some dry weather along in June and the fore part of July.
When it's dry, what do you call that when it's dry for a long time and it hurts the crops? You have a word for that?
Not anymore, and it's just hot and dry and everything's burning up. Uh-huh. Would you call it
a dry spell for, or you just wouldn't have any word at all for that kind of thing?
No.
Say if it doesn't rain all summer and it just can't raise anything at all, what would you call that?
Well, that'd be a drought.
Okay. If the wind isn't blowing at all of a sudden it starts blowing harder, you'd say the wind is just very obvious answer. You say the wind is picking up, or?
Well, getting up to gale proportions or picking up, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If the opposite is happening, what would you say?
Well, the wind's dying down.
Okay. When it gets cold enough, maybe another 2 or 3 weeks for the end of the growing season, more or less, to kill the crops, what's your word for that?
Frost.
Okay. Do you ever use the term freeze or anything? Or?
Yeah.
Is there any difference between a frost and a freeze?
Yes, there's a difference. You get frost, which doesn't necessarily mean that you have a freeze. You'll have a couple of frosts and then a freeze. Freeze is when you actually get freezing water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you go out and maybe look at a puddle or something like that, and what do you see on the water?
Well, you see cake ice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean skim ice.
Uh-huh. If it gets real cold, you got a pond, and all of a sudden the pond is no longer liquid, what would you say about the pond?
It's froze over.
Uh-huh. I want to ask a bunch of things about rooms in the house. Not necessarily this house, but any house that you might have lived in. What do you call the main room where most of the fancy furniture is in the front of the house?
Oh, living room, front room.
Uh-huh. Is there any difference between the two terms?
Well, sometimes they flip the living room with the dining room.
Mm-hmm. What are some other rooms you might have in the house?
Bedroom, closet, back porch, upstairs, downstairs.
Mm-hmm. And right here is the
kitchen.
And what would you call a place you maybe had to store canned goods or something right off the kitchen? What would you call that?
If it was a room, it'd be a pantry.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had a room that was not used for much except storage, stuff you weren't using?
Storeroom, spare bedroom.
Okay. The spare bedroom probably gets used to that a lot.
That's why I said that, because many people have a spare bedroom and that's strictly for storage. They'll move it over when they have company.
Yeah. Did you ever have is there a fireplace in this house?
No, sir.
There's
an electric one in the basement.
Uh-huh. Did you, I assume you've been in houses that had fireplaces.
Right.
What do you call the thing that the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm.